Good morning. This is Pastor Bonnie from First Congregational Church of Bureau. I'm so glad that you joined us today. I want to just open up with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to just be in your word. And Father, we ask that as the word is coming forth today, that the Holy Spirit, you have your way. And Father, we ask that you just touch the hearts of those that are listening, Lord, that you have prepared their hearts to receive the message that you have today. And Father, we just ask for the anointing, and we just thank you, Father, for your faithfulness in Jesus' name. The message that I have this morning is called Right Beside You. And I want to share a story about in Jerusalem, each day, the postal workers there experience something that's maybe quite common and we're not aware of it, but in Jerusalem, they sort through undelivered mail every single day and attempts to make sure that this mail gets to the right recipients. Many end up in a box labeled Letters to God. Over 1,000 letters are actually put in this box throughout the year, and they're simply addressed God or Jesus. Workers began to be puzzled about what to do with all these letters. So they began then to take these letters to the western wall of Jerusalem, placing them between the stone blocks with other prayers, each letter being folded nicely and placed gently in between the stones at the western wall. These letters consisted of things like asking for jobs, praying for a spouse, praying for good health, praying for children. Some were praying for forgiveness, asking for forgiveness. Others were offering up thanksgiving. One man, his letter was asking God if he could, if God would show him his wife, his deceased wife, in a dream, because he missed her so much and he wanted to see her again. All these letters, they have one thing in common. Each sender believed that God would listen. In Deuteronomy, I'm reading out of the New Living Translation, in Deuteronomy 4:7, it says, "For what great nation has a God as near to them as the Lord our God is near to us whenever we call on him?" You see, when the Israelites took that journey in the wilderness, there was one thing they definitely learned, and that was their God was near when they would pray to him. You know, God doesn't just live in Jerusalem. He lives everywhere. And whenever we need him, he's there. God's accessibility to us is a profound gift. Think about that. It's a profound gift to know that our God is so faithful, and that, as it says in his word, that his mercies are renewed every morning, and great is his faithfulness. He says, "I will never leave you or forsake you." So God is bigger than the universe, yet God is closer than the next breath. And he's interested in us and attending to every prayer. You know, we are all feeling and experiencing the things that are going on in our world today at one level or another. Due to cancellations of graduations or events, family gatherings, closing of businesses, job cuts, layoffs, social distancing, you can't help but think that it can bring anxiety, and it can bring grief and fear and doubt. And I'm sure a lot of grandparents, they miss their grandchildren. And I'm sure children miss their parents that, you know, that maybe have moved away. So in Psalms 13, it says, David shares his grief with God. David lays it all out, sharing how he really feels to God. David says, "How long will you, Lord, hide your face from me?" After David pours out his heart, David concludes that God's steadfast love is what he needs. He says, "But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation." And like David, we can pour out our heart. After all, God knows our heart anyway. He knows what we're thinking. And so we might as well open up and be up front with God. But like David, after we share our feelings and our fears and our doubts and our concerns, then we need to confess, just like David did, that God, you are our source. God, you are faithful. You will never leave us or forsake us. It's because you love us that you show us your grace, that you show us your mercy, that you show us your favor, that you show us your blessings. And it's through your word that we come to know who you are, the loving God that you are. You desire to give us joy and peace. If you've lost your joy because of all the things that have been going on in the last couple of months, I want to share with you scripture that tells us how we can get that joy back. In Psalms 51:12, it says, "God is the restorer of our joy." In Psalm 16:11, it says, "Joy is found in God's presence." So if we're looking for joy, not happiness, joy, we'll find it in God's presence. In Psalms 97:11, "Joy is the result of righteousness." In Psalms 119:111, it says, "Joy is found in delighting in God's word." And in John 16:24, it says, "Joy is found in answered prayer." In Galatians 5:22, "Joy is produced by the Holy Spirit." And in Philippians 1:3-5, "Joy fills our heart as we remember the good things God has done through others he has placed in our lives." And lastly, Psalms 40, verse 4, "Joy comes when we trust the Lord." The joy of the Lord is our strength. And it's that strength that will get us through. There is a timetable to all of this. And God is there, walking us through it. The song I want to share with you today is called "Breathe."
This is the air I breathe.
I wanted to share that song today because we know that without the Lord, we are lost. And Lord, we know that at this time, this season in our lives, what this world is going through, we are desperate for you. We desire you. But there was another reason I wanted to use this song. If you'll notice, as I was singing the song today, I wasn't just singing it. I was fellowshipping and I was worshiping the Lord. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants that kind of relationship with us that we will just stop everything and spend that time and just let him know how much we cherish our time with him, how much we cherish his love. He loves when we spend that time with him. And so I hope by listening to this song today, it shows you that that's what God desires, is that special time. That's when the anointing comes in. That's when God's presence comes in and touches you and makes a difference in your life. He wants to be right there beside you, not just sometimes, but all the time. So I thank you today for listening, and I pray that this message was a blessing to you. And Father, we just again ask that you continually watch over your people. And Father, if there be those that have not listened to the message at First Congregational Church before, we thank you that you've joined us today, and we just pray for you. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is just say, Jesus, I repent and I ask for forgiveness. And I believe that you are the Son of God. And I believe that you went to the cross and you died for me and you rose again, that you were the sacrificial lamb and that you took my place, that you paid a price you did not owe for a debt I could never, ever pay. But you see me washed in the precious blood of Jesus. You see me as righteous. And I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. And God will take it from there. You just have to be willing because God is able. And Father, we just thank you again for your presence and for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.